Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to Rim Radio. This is Yusra Al-Arjoun behind the microphone for the headlines. His Majesty King Mohammed VI chaired at the Royal Palace of Rabat a working session on the housing and urban planning sector. Morocco strongly condemns Israeli bombing of Gaza Strip hospital. United Nations chief exposes human rights violations in Tindouf camps. Minister Mazour, thanks to the royal vision of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, digital sector is fundamental lever for socio-economic growth in Morocco. 2023 AFCON qualifiers, Morocco bests Liberia 3-0. Start off this newscast in Rabat. His Majesty King Mohammed VI may God assist him chaired on Tuesday at the Royal Palace of Rabat a working session on the housing and urban planning sector. During the meeting, Minister of National Territory Planning, Urbanism, Housing and City Policy, Ms. Fatima Zahra Al-Mansouri, presented the broad outlines of a new housing assistance program, which is in line with the sovereign's willingness to promote citizens' ability to access decent housing. Thanks to the high royal solicitude, the housing sector, particularly the social one, has seen a favorable evolution and a steady progress. State-assisted programs over the past two decades have enabled millions of Moroccans to have access to decent housing. This new program, which will spread over 2024-2028, aims to renew the approach to home ownership assistance and help households purchasing power through direct financial aid to the purchaser. Moroccans residing in Morocco or abroad who are not property owners in Morocco and who have never benefited from housing assistance are eligible. Morocco strongly condemns the bombing by Israeli forces on a Baptist hospital in the Gaza Strip, leaving hundreds of Palestinians dead and injured. Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates said Tuesday. The Kingdom of Morocco reiterates its call for ensuring that civilians are protected by all parties and not targeted, the ministry underlined in a press release. The ministry added that the Kingdom of Morocco, whose sovereign, His Majesty King Mohammed VI, may God assist him, chairs the Al-Quds Committee, stresses the urgent need for the concerted efforts of the international community to stop hostilities as soon as possible, respect international humanitarian law, and endeavor to avoid new escalation and new tensions in the region. Leaving Morocco to New York, in his latest report to the Security Council on the Sahara, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has highlighted Morocco's excellent cooperation with United Nations human rights mechanisms. He notably underlined Morocco's positive interaction with the Universal Periodic Review UPR mechanism, indicating that the Human Rights Council, HRC, adopted the results of the fourth cycle of the UPR of Morocco. In this regard, it should be noted that the adoption of Morocco's report on March 24, 2023, took place while the kingdom was serving for the third term within the HRC, following its re-election with an overwhelming majority. The adoption of Morocco's UPR report also crowns the numerous strategic reforms implemented by the kingdom in order to promote and protect human rights, pursuant to the high guidelines of His Majesty King Mohammed VI. During the same event, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has pointed out once again in his latest report to the Security Council on the Sahara the deterioration of the human rights situation in the Tindouf camps in Algeria. He has also exposed the continuation of abuses, violations and exploitation by the Polisario of the rights of the populations sequestered in these camps, mainly the right to freedom of expression and movement. In this respect, Guterres highlighted Morocco's reports to the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights on June 14, 2023 and July 3, 2023, which provide an exhaustive list of systematic human rights violations perpetrated by the separatist armed group, quote-unquote, Polisario, against the civilian and vulnerable population sequestered in the Tindouf camps while the host country Algeria watches in silence. In this context, the UN chief explicitly pointed out the arbitrary and continuous restrictions imposed by the Polisario on the rights to freedom of expression and movement. Thanks to the vision of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, the development of the digital sector is a fundamental lever for socio-economic growth in Morocco, stressed on Tuesday in Dubai, Minister Delegate in Charge of Digital Transition and Administration Reform, Rita Mazour. In a statement to MAP on the sidelines of her participation in the GITEX Global 2023 trade show, Mazur said that the government is fully committed to implementing the royal vision for accelerating digital transformation so that the Kingdom of Morocco can benefit from the boom in this sector. During the reform, the minister reviewed Morocco's potential in the field of digitalization, which is likely to attract new investment, noting that the kingdom is considered to be the second largest export destination for technological services in Africa. In this context, she added the digital sector of Morocco employs over 130 people and includes more than 1,200 companies, while the volume of exports from the sector in the country is around 15 billion dirhams per year. Mazur noted that a number of cutting-edge technological services are currently being exported to European, African, and American destinations by international companies in the kingdom, underlining the need to work to make investors more aware of Morocco's enormous digital capacities and potential. To Luanda, the Moroccan parliament extended technical support in the form of computer equipment to the National Assembly of Angola on Tuesday in preparation for the 147th General Assembly of the Interparliamentary Union, IPU, scheduled for October 23rd to 27th. The IT equipment was handed over by the ambassador of the Kingdom of Morocco to Angola, Sadia Lalawi, during a meeting with the Secretary General of the National Assembly, Pedro Agostino de Neri. The Moroccan parliament has also decided to dispatch a team of interpreters to assist the technicians of the Angolan National Assembly and accompany delegates from the Arab world attending the IPU General Assembly. The National Human Rights Council, CNDH, is taking part in the 14th biennial conference of the Network of African National Human Rights Institutions, NANHRI. Held on October 17th to 20th in Accra under the theme Nurturing Responsible Business Conduct and Respect for Human Rights in Africa, CNDH participation in this conference through a delegation led by its president, Amina Bouayesh, is part of its commitments within the network of the promotion of human rights in Africa and the strengthening of cooperation and coordination between national human rights institutions, the council said in a press release. This conference aims to examine the role of national institutions in the implementation of human rights under commercial operations and the agreements on the African Continental Free Trade Area. Concluding this newscast with sports, the Moroccan football team beat Liberia 3-0 yesterday evening at the Grand Stadium of Agadir as part of the fourth and final day, Group K of the African Cup of Nations AFCON qualifiers. Thanks to this victory, Morocco finished top of his group with 9 points, ahead of South Africa 7 points and Liberia 1 point. Morocco's head coach Walid Regragui expressed his satisfaction with the Atlas Lions' performance in their match against Liberia during a post-match press conference, saying that the team put in a good performance and noted that the victory was a strong motivation for them as they look ahead to the upcoming qualifiers. Recognizing the challenges of facing African teams, he stressed the need to correct certain errors and work on improving the level of play, and also commended the support of Moroccan fans who filled Adrar Stadium to watch the Atlas Lions match. The final phases of the 6th edition of the His Majesty King Mohammed VI Grand Prix of Traditional Equestrian Sports Tbourida, held as part of the 14th Horse Show October 17th to October 22nd, kicked off Tuesday at the Mohammed VI Exhibition Park in El Jadida. The first day of this event, organized under the aegis of the Royal Moroccan Federation of Equestrian Sports, FRMSE, took place with the participation of 17 troops, sorbas, in a senior category representing the different regions of the kingdom. These sorbas are scored according to criteria determined by the judges of the Royal Moroccan Federation of Equestrian Sports, who consider in particular the riders' performances in terms of kinetic expression, discipline, skillful handling of guns, and shooting synchronization under the leadership of Muqaddam. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio.